92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It seems like every day government leaders are coming up with a new list of banned books. Comic book store owners across the country have been holding fundraising events over the last few weeks, and one of them collected nearly $100,000 in donations that they're going to be using to send copies of the banned Holocaust novel Mouse to grade school students in Tennessee for free. I've been trying to understand why it was so important that this book be removed, because I've never heard of it before. But several people said it was because of unnecessary use of profanity and nudity and its depiction of violence and suicide. It's a book. It's not a video. What are we worried about nudity for? And I highly doubt the people who got their panties in a bunch over this ever even saw the cover of Mouse. Anyway, the owner of Comics Conspiracy in Tennessee, Ryan Higgins, is the one who started this whole fundraising thing, and he's offered copies of Mouse to students, and his phone has been ringing nonstop with requests for it. Ryan says it's not a book about pornography and violence. Mouse explains the horrors of the Holocaust in a way that makes sense to young people. It is a deep, complicated subject. I mean, I remember hearing about some of this when I was in grade school, and I still don't understand most of it. Ryan remembers reading it when he was 15 years old, and he was amazed by it, and he firmly believes it's an important publication, and he's encouraging everyone to read it, not just kids. He said today's kids need to understand what the Holocaust was so that the next generation will understand that it really was a very bad thing.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.